website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for a CD, MP3, or written transcript of today's program, Stephen Cohen, on Reheating the Cold War, call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
Hello, it's 9:59. You are listening to KBOO Portland. My name's Tave Fache-Drake. Due to our ice storms here in Portland, Chris Andre will not be able to be with us this morning for Air Cascadia. Please tune in tomorrow for her. I will do a little bit of the weather. She likes to do that. Today we have a high of 40 and a low of 32. There are ice storms predicted for the rest of the day, so please be safe if you have to drive, and try and stay warm. Up next, after these announcements, we have a one-hour version of Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, your daily news magazine.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the opening reception of Giving Back, the Soul of Philanthropy, Reframed and Exhibited, Friday, January 20th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library in Portland. This event was originally scheduled for Friday, January 13th. Giving Back illustrates Black philanthropic experiences and giving traditions grounded in faith, mutuality, responsibility, and social justice. Images and stories are from the book Giving Back, a tribute to generations of African American philanthropists. Again, that's the opening reception of Giving Back, the Soul of Philanthropy, Reframed and Exhibited, Friday, January 20th at 6 p.m. at Concordia University's George R. White Library, 2800 Northeast Liberty Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of Hollow Sidewalk's Year of the Field Mouse record release show, Wednesday, January 18th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Holocene in Portland. Year of the Field Mouse is the second album by Hollow Sidewalks. Also playing the show is Sleddy Hearts and Shadow House. Again, that's the Hollow Sidewalks record release show, Wednesday, January 18th from 8 to 11 p.m. at Holocene, 1001 Southeast Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Today's program, an encore presentation of a special one-hour program on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the historic Civil Rights March from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965. You'll hear a speech of Dr. King that was never broadcast until this program first aired it. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. And you are listening to Flashpoints. My name is Dennis Bernstein. In early 1965, Selma, Alabama was ground zero for the Civil Rights Movement. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. believed the time was right to secure equal voting rights for blacks. In Selma, blacks in jail far outnumbered blacks registered to vote. As Dr. King observed in his autobiography, this was not accidental. Instead, it reflected a calculated strategy to maintain white political hegemony in many areas of the South. Official violence directed against the civil rights agitators was endemic. In late February 1965, Jimmie Lee Jackson was gunned down by police during a demonstration in Marion, Alabama. 9 days later, unarmed voting rights marchers were brutally beaten, tear-gassed, and whipped by helmeted state troopers and white civilians at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. Soon after, civil rights leaders began planning a huge march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. Dr. King hoped to see, in his own words, the greatest witness for freedom that had ever taken place on the steps of the capital of any state in the South. marches set out on March 21, 1965, from Selma. 54 miles and 4 days later, 50,000 people marched on the state capitol in Montgomery, the so-called cradle of the Confederacy. As the swelling crowd gathered to call for equal voting rights for blacks, the smell of victory was in the air. One journalist called the march the most spectacular people's movement in American race relations. But as the march ended and the throng dispersed, Dr. King wrote that the scent of victory in the air gave way to the stench of death. We were reminded that this was not a march to the capital of a civilized nation. We had marched through a swamp of poverty, ignorance, race hatred, and sadism. Carl Benkert, a designer from Detroit, was there. Benkert traveled to Alabama with his tape recorder and camera to record history in the making. He recorded many speeches, interactions, and songs, much or all of it, which has never before been broadcast anywhere. But Carl Benkert was not just an observer. He was a marshal in the Selma to Montgomery march, charged with protecting the vanguard, including Dr. King. Busy with his duties, Benkert handed his tape recorder to a stranger, a reporter named Steve Nevis, who produced a beautifully wrought narration of what happened in Montgomery on March 25, 1965.
The end of the 54-mile march from Selma to Montgomery is 4 blocks now from its destination, up the street and a gentle hill to the state capitol in Montgomery, Alabama. There are at least 20,000 people in this procession, but no one has been able to make an absolute estimate because no one has been able to see it all at once as it winds through the streets of downtown Montgomery. In the lead is Dr. Martin Luther King. Next to him, Dr. Ralph Bunche, the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. The whole vanguard is being protected by groups of marshals from the civil rights movement, their arms locked, surrounding Dr. King. Dr. King, a few moments ago, was back in the procession, 3 or 4 rows deep. We are told this was for his protection. There was some concern as to whether there might be some snipers. The procession has moved up to the Capitol, preceded by 5 Army jeeps with 3 men each, rifles at the ready. They've been acting very much as the Secret Service does, going before the procession to check windows and generally look at the crowd, looking up constantly, looking for open windows or anything which might be harmful to the procession. Right behind the army is a car carrying Chief United States Marshal Jim McShane, and he has a number of men here in plain clothes to protect against any sort of incident. Walking along with the procession is the Assistant United States Attorney General for Civil Rights, John Doerr, who has been with this problem since it erupted in Selma almost 3 weeks ago today. Behind the vanguard are numbers of actors and actresses who came in last night to perform for the nonviolent troops, so to speak, on a primitive stage in a muddy field at St. Jude's Hospital on the outskirts of Montgomery. The procession has now stopped temporarily halfway up Dexter Avenue leading to the Capitol. Behind about the first 15 rows are dozens and dozens of American flags, state flags, a banner which reads, "Integration works in Hawaii, it can work here too." Behind that, a sign which says, "Canada too," and there are many more. Up ahead now, about 3 blocks away, is the capital of the state of Alabama, an all-white building made of masonry and some wood, typical of Southern architecture of the period. Up on the dome flies the Alabama state flag on a white field, red stars and bars, a modification of the Confederate flag, which flies just below it. There is no American flag flying on the Capitol here in Montgomery, and we haven't seen one all week. A couple of days ago, everyone is convinced that they saw the Confederate flag flying over the Alabama flag, but that since seems to have been reversed. Perhaps you can hear the group singing as they come up behind stretching from one sidewalk to the other. Well, they're narrowing down a bit now. Singing America the Beautiful. Along the sidewalks here in Montgomery on the way to the Capitol. Many white people, some heckling, some making signs which must be described as vulgar, but very little trouble otherwise. A great deal of silence, a great deal of interest, and there are many Negro people mixed in with the white bystanders on the curb, watching very silently for the most part. Up the hill now, about two blocks away at the Capitol, we can see the steps barricaded. There are sawhorses or horses of the sort used to keep crowds back along the steps. And behind the immediate barricade is what appears to be a phalanx of either state or county police. And setting up under the pillars are a large number of people who must be employees of the state of Alabama who work there in the state house. There is a platform set up at the foot of the steps from which there will be a program of speeches and prayers and messages. Among them, an address by Dr. Bunch, who, as we said a moment ago, is the Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations. A number of clergymen from throughout the country will also speak. Dr. Martin Luther King is to address the group.
Of the classroom. Let us march on poverty.
Let us march.
Until no American power has to skip a meal so that children may eat.
Yes, sir.
March on poverty.
March.
Until no starved man walks the streets of our cities and towns.
Yes, sir.
In search of jobs that do not exist.
Yes, sir.
Let us march on poverty.
Let us march.
Until wrinkled stomachs in Mississippi are filled.
Yes,
and the idle industries of Appalachia are realized and revitalized, and broken lives in sweltering ghettos amended and remolded. Let us march on ballot boxes.
All right, ma'am.
March on ballot boxes until race baiters disappear from the political arena. Let us march on ballot boxes until the sadian misdeeds of bloodthirsty mobs,
yes, sir,
will be transformed into the Wallaces of our nation.
Yes.
Tremble away in silence. Let us march on ballot until we sing to our city council,
yes, sir,
state legislatures,
yes, sir,
and the United States Congress,
yes, sir,
men who will not fear to do justly,
yes,
love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Let us march on ballot until brotherhood becomes more than a meaningless word in an opening prayer, but the order of the day on every legislative agenda.
Yes,
let
yes,
us
sir.
March on ballot boxes,
yes, yes,
until all over Alabama, God's children will be able to walk the earth in decency and honor. There is nothing wrong with marching in this sense.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us that the mighty men of Joshua,
yes, sir,
all right,
nearly walked about the walled city of Jericho.